You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by SharpOlogist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of plastic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is September 30th, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today is the day. It's the fourth annual fall seasonal special. This is the episode where we talk about all the fall products, the biggest holiday season for wet shaving out there for seasonal scents. And it's the most fun I think I have in the wet shaving world to date for the last 4 years. So welcome to the number one episode of the year, of course. This year, my database has increased to 136 vendors, adding roughly 26 vendors from last year and minusing about 8 or 9 that are no longer with us. So really, really, really nice to see so many vendors out there and just see how many more. It's just growing. Even though we've lost a few, we've gained more than we've lost. So it's pretty cool, very fun. And it's just all I look for is fall seasonal scents, you know, anything that's Halloween related or anything like, you know, that's would fit the season. Now, I know every year I like to do it in the first week of October. And the reason why I do this is because I want you guys, the listeners, to have a chance to be able to purchase some of these items before Halloween. So I want to give you at least 30 days or at least 20, you know, 2 or 3 weeks to do it. And the thing is, it's just not, it seems like the vendors are coming out later and later with the products. There's a lot of items that I think are going to be coming out soon that aren't out at the moment. So what's going to happen is on the next episode, I'm going to post whatever I missed on this one or whatever just came out, whatever was new. Now, I'll be honest, I checked a lot of vendors and I checked them all twice this year. Usually I don't do that just to make sure, because at first it was, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I started, it was a little bit slow out there. But now I think there's a lot. I found new vendors that I've never seen before. Just a lot of searching, a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun too. So I'm very happy to bring this episode to you. This is, I believe, is going to be the fullest one that we've had yet, and with I think around 26 or 27 vendors with about over almost 40 items. So really cool, guys. So I really hope you enjoy it, and it was a lot of fun. So I do have to say a disclaimer, because every year I do get a lot of emails regarding this episode, and I just want to let this out in the open so you guys hear. Maybe this will answer a lot of your questions. So this episode is not sponsored nor funded by any artisan or vendor listed, okay? In fact, I spent roughly 40 hours researching and compiling the content. The following will answer most of your questions here. This is all in the show notes as well. I'm not endorsing any vendor mentioned in this episode. No products are being reviewed, and all my comments are based on my opinion by the listing itself. So if I say it's cool, I say it's interesting, it's just because I see the actual, you know, the listing and I think it's cool, but I haven't really used many of these products. The vendors listed are in no particular order. Some have pictures, some do not. Images were just added at random. So I have a certain amount of space I can use. I don't want to go over it because then it takes forever to download. So a lot of this here will be, some pictures will be there, some pictures won't. So unfortunately, I get a lot of these questions every year, and this one I have to answer. I cannot answer any performance questions regarding the products mentioned. So my budget is very limited, so it's impossible for me to try everything. For the last year, I think there was roughly 60 or 70 different soaps and different scents and stuff that came out with the vendors out there. And I got to do, I think I tried like 3 of them. It's just, it's not feasible for me to try everything. You know, I do look at what I want and I purchase what I like, because it is coming out of my own money. You know, I don't have any budget or anything like that for that. So that's basically how it works. If I see something cool, I'll buy it and try it myself, and then I'll mention it on the podcast. But other than that, It is very impossible for me to use everything, so I will not be able to answer any performance questions or issues or you know, or concerns. And also, purchase the items at your own risk. And I am not endorsing these items. I am not a member of any of these companies. It is you remember, your mileage will vary, right? May vary, and you just got to make sure that you're purchasing it. If you're not happy with it, to contact the vendor themselves regarding the performance or the issue that you have. Now, I didn't get any vendor help this year. Nobody sent me any emails or regarding that. So this is all done on personal research. So if you are a vendor and I did miss you, please email me. If I didn't see your stuff, or if you didn't have it on your website at the time, you can email me and I'll add it on the next show. And also, FYI, for the vendors out there, make it easy for the consumers to find your stuff. and have like a little seasonal tab, because that makes it a lot easier for me to find it. And if it makes it easier for me to find it, it'll make it easier for your customers to find it as well. All right, guys. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right. We're going to start off with Barrister and Mare. And man, sorry. With Fougere Gothica, that's the first one that came out, which is one that came out the year before that. It kind of split every other year with Hallows. And you have like a lavender, oak moss, bergamot, geranium, tonka bean, balsa fern, vetiver, mushroom, and sandalwood, a bunch of stuff in there, basically giving you a smoldering, and also black ash, a smoldering flame. So this is a really, you know, interesting scent that's come out every year. I actually have gotten to try this. It is very interesting. And it's available only via Maggards, so maggards.com. Fougere Angelique Angelique is kind of like the good and the bad. You have the Fougere Gothica, which is the evil, and Fougere Angelique, which is the angel. And this is kind of like a lighter scent, a little bit more of a pleasanter scent. For I guess it would be fitting for an angel. So lime, lavender, lemon, neroli, geranium, tonka bean, cedar, balsa fern, sandalwood, smoldering flame as well, and oak moss. Now that's also available at Maggards. Now if you're interested, you can also get all those actually bundled up in a bundle too as well. I save you a few bucks. Levithon is back as always, and that's a fall seasonal, winter seasonal scent with sandalwood, coffee, and Russian leather. A cluster fig is back with a soap and AS with a lemon, fig, apple, violet, amber, and orange blossom with the jasmine scent as well. And that is available now. And the new one, which is that really cool, if you guys noticed that survival kit that they came out with, that's Barrister Man, the Lissa shave soap, AS, EDT, all you can think of, right? That's coming out as well too. And that is like in a survival kit. They had a actual pre-orders for it, but you can also purchase it as well. And that's available, I believe, on October 10th. So Uncle John's is back with a couple of really cool, pumpkin scented soaps. You have Drunken Pumpkin Soap, which is a pumpkin spice with boozy notes of rich smokiness, and it's frighteningly good from what the website says. And you also have the regular Pumpkin Spice Soap in AS, and get ready for fall with Uncle John's Pumpkin Scent. This mild, soothing scent features notes of pumpkin, clove, vanilla, allspice that will remind you of the coffee shops in the fall. Ginger's Garden has came out with a maple toddy soap and AS aftershave. And this is I think the third or fourth year in a row they've had it. And this is based on warm Vermont maple syrup with rich creamy vanilla, hot buttered rum, and just basically with a little bit of a caramelized note for a nice little maple toddy, which is actually a very popular alcoholic drink at this time of the year when it gets cold. Katie's Bubbles has a midnight dreary soap and aftershave inspired by Edgar Allan Poe. Notes of orchard, lotus spices, black currant, and black truffle with jasmine, dark chocolate, patchouli, sandalwood, vetiver, and amber and vanilla. So this is a nice little nightly soap based upon Edgar Allan Poe. Sterling Soap has come out with pumpkin spice. Of course, they've had pumpkin spice. They've been doing that for many years. Their pumpkin spice is back, and it's back to the kind of the similar version that was at 2014, which was what they did last year as well. And due to customer feedback, I don't know if you guys remember, they had a little maple syrup added to it, or a maple syrupy essence. They took that out, and they're doing that again this year as well. So they kept it in the old-fashioned pumpkin spice soap that they've done for the last few years. They also have the hot apple cider soap, an aftershave as well, which has notes of apple, cinnamon, and clove. And Autumn Glory, which is more of a difficult aroma to put into words. And just basically imagine walking through the damp woods on a brisk fall morning and falling leaves in their autumn glory. And those, you know, I'm going to stop here and take a second. Those type of scents are ones I really like. I like those damp scents that smell like, I don't know, like morning rain or like walking around outside. Those are something that get to me, because I really like to put a scene into it. So those are my kind of, so Autumn Glory sounds pretty interesting. Australian Private Reserve came out with Carnival, which is basically a scent that has a woodsy scent with spices, brandy, and rich dried fruits. So some of the notes also will be coming out very soon. It's not out yet. It's on pre-order. And shaving soap, aftershave splash, and EDT. Olio & Company has come out with Old Orchard Cider, which is a soap. A warm, savory blend of apple, cinnamon, and honey. Perfect for fall. A traditional hot process soap being made, formulated just for the wet shaver today in a low-profile container. So, guys, this is another interesting one, too. This is a little bit based on a cider. And Soap Commander has come out with Unity Soap and AS. Returned from their fall of 2017 scent, Unity is a tribute to the ingrained team spirit of Americans. From the tragedies of 9/11 to the destruction of storms, Harvey and Irma, our nation is consistently pulling together to rebuild and reunite. So this, I added this in because it is a fall scent, but it's basically, really, it's got a great tribute to it. So Unity is out from Soap Commander, so check them out. And that's Soap and AS. And Van Ulay has come out with, of course, they're every year they come out with something different or something very, very interesting. She's making them all right now. I saw on some Instagram post. Coffee pumpkin latte and aftershave made with real pumpkin juice and coffee powder. You have Oktoberfest soap with three different scents. You have caramel apple bock, vanilla oak blonde, and pumpkin smash. And that actually contains real pumpkin and vanilla. You have pine umkin soap, which is made with real pumpkin juice and has notes of pineapple as well, with a pumpkin pumpkin purees is also in it too. So that's also a very interesting scent. Pumpkin bread soap, which is a strong pumpkin with high notes of nutmeg and spice, and sweet autumn pie, which is basically the perfect pumpkin pie with a warm touch of cinnamon and clove. And again, there's added pumpkin. And if you guys haven't purchased anything from the Soap of the Gods, check them out, because she usually does a really cool, like, little soap thing inside. So presentation is usually one of the best that you've seen in wet shaving with these soaps as well. So check them out. The Holy Black has announced Black Magic. Now, there's not much on this soap or aftershave EDP as well. We'll see what happens with it. Usually their stuff is pretty interesting, so I'm sure their release is going to come out soon. I know they've done two really big releases before. It's probably very tough to beat those, so we'll take a look. More details to come. I'll definitely feature it in several or couple episodes down the road. Phoenix Artists and Accoutrements, as daily they are coming out with new stuff, but as of this publication, they have the Blue Samhain AS and Soap, which is sandalwood, burnt sugar, bourbon, and pumpkin oak barrel aged. Soap AS, and they're going to have the cologne as well. Harvest Moon Artisan Soap is coming out with oud, green tobacco, black currant, and a couple of other things. There's some smoke and Spanish moss. And again, you know, the Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements has been playing with their formulas. They've come out with some really good stuff too. So every year they come out with different fall stuff. I do predict them coming out. There's only two at the moment. I do predict them coming out with more, so we'll feature them in the future cast as well. Declaration Grooming has come out with Wine Strasse, which is a collaboration Icarus shaving soap with white grape, honeysuckle, iris, black currant, and some sandalwood in there, oak moss and musk too. Now, Declaration Grooming, if you guys noticed, they've used to come out with a couple of other ones. I think they're right now rebuilding a little bit on their website. I noticed most of their fall scents when it was used to be L&L Grooming are not out. So this is the only one that I could find. It just came out. It's actually out on the 28th. So it just came out. So check it out, guys, if you do get a chance, if you like that soap base. Southern Witchcraft, a new one to the game here this year to the Wet Shaving News podcast, or Wet Shaving Talk podcast, sorry. Samhain Soap and AS. And just to talk about a little bit of the Samhain, I hope I'm saying that correctly. It's a Gaelic festival making at the end of the harvest and basically beginning the winter or the darker half of the year. So it's a festival that is actually beginning of winter, end of fall, or beginning of the fall, just at the end of the harvest. So basically it's to party. All right, it's a party. So this holiday was an inspiration for our fragrance and the notes of bourbon, tobacco, pumpkin, sandalwood, nutmeg, oud, amber, vanilla, hazelnut, and charred wood. So this is just the show, I guess, like a bonfire and a lot of just a very, very fun festival at the end of the year. This is made in Tucker, Georgia, and Southern Witchcrafts also has a Desireology, and this is a vegan safe soap, and also with sandalwood, musk, oak moss, citrus, lavender, vanilla, oud, burnt white sage, and gardenia. And they also came out with Autumn Ash, which is another vegan soap and aftershave, which has maple, spice, smoke, amber, cedar, oud rain, plum, blackberry, ash, birch tar, pumpkin, coffee, dirt, and mildew. So that sounds like just hanging out and jumping in the leaves, really, if you think about it. Relatively new soap company that I found just recently this year. I'm sure they've been around for a little bit longer, but they have a lot of cool stuff on there too, so check them out as well. Wet the Face is coming out with Apples and Oaks shaving soap and aftershave. Their fall offering this year will be with the scent of tart Granny Smith apples with a mix of woodsy oak leaves covered in oak moss. And they also advertise, do not use another pumpkin spice shaving soap. Try something that really says autumn. And I agree. It's pretty cool. Definitely a very cool concept. And Black Ship Grooming, if you guys have not heard of them, they've been around a while. They have most of their stuff is Halloween themed to begin with. Ghost Ship Harbor soap and aftershave, a spooky blend of sandalwood, black amber, and grapefruit. If you guys haven't tried this or haven't seen this one, this is a staple. This is something that I think is going to be on every Wet Shaving Talk fall seasonal special, because it does say fall all year round. It's available all year round, and there's plenty of stuff to go around. Aftershave, balm, and all the above. Chiseled Faced, got to give them time. You got to give them credit with Ghost Town Barber, another very available scent. It's a classic barbershop scent with a Western twist, with a bergamot, basil leaf, a patchouli, oak moss, Texas cedar, and leather smoke and gunpowder. And Lather Brothers has come out with Lone Bear soap and aftershave, with a blend of rosemary, frankincense, creating a sweet scent that even a polar bear would love. Shannon Soaps have come out with Iced Fields, and this is a methanol spiked version of a lavender, which is basically very cold but not face freezing. And this is their fall soap for the year. Sudsy Soapery has come out with pumpkin spice soap and aftershave, like a pumpkin pie, with all the rich undertones of clove, nutmeg, and cinnamon, topped with piles of whipped cream. So order yours today. And Mama Bear Soap has also come out with a pumpkin spice. Their pumpkin spice is based on cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, ginger, blended with pumpkin, and a hint of harvest apple, caramel, and cream. Then we have Humphrey's Handmade Soap. This is another new vendor to the podcast as well. Pumpkin spice, which is it's a pumpkin spice with ticing blend of pumpkin puree, fresh nutmeg, and pie crust. So check them out. That is available via eBay and also on their own website. And Soap Clouds has a pumpkin cheesecake shave soap, which has ground cinnamon, Vermont maple syrup, pumpkin puree, carrot, whipped cream, rum, cream cheese, caramelized sugar, and French vanilla, all blended to true perfection. And then we have Central Texas Soaps, which came out with bourbon pumpkin soap and aftershave. And it reminds you of a slice of warm pumpkin pie and a glass of the good stuff. This is the fun one. So sweet pumpkin aged with an aged bourbon, followed up with hints of dark rum and warm vanilla. And Magic and Macabre Company has come out with a pumpkin spice latte soap. And this is a pumpkin spice latte it's a basis for witches who like a simple, smooth shave, or just those who love pumpkin spice lattes. Mystic Waters has pumpkin spice soap as well. Basically, an American thing. Pumpkin pie with just the right amount of cinnamon, nutmeg, and cardamom. And if you guys have not used Mystic Water Soap, there's a separate site for the men's stuff as well, and I linked that up to the show notes. So you go right to the men's site. Wild West Shaving Company came out with Van Helsing, which is a very interesting scent of patchouli, leather, blackcurrant, wood, smoke. And this soap is described as the killer of monsters, demons, and vampires. All right, guys, and that's all it is for the fall seasonal special this year. If you want to check out our previous fall seasonal specials, I do have them linked up to this episode as well. You have 2018, 2017, and 2016. You can see if any of your favorite vendors have come out with new stuff, and you can also see new ones and maybe reminisce on some older scents that are no longer available. So, guys, I really thank you guys for listening to this episode. It took a lot of time to produce, and I love doing it. I love looking at fall stuff. I think fall is a great time of the year, and I wanted to wish everybody a safe and happy Halloween and fall season. We will see you again in 2 weeks. So until then, guys, forgot to give you guys also a couple of great things are going to be coming up for the year-end special. I have something special coming up. I'm going to do a special little tribute. And don't forget, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the wet shaving community. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, without you, there would be no podcast. So don't forget, if you have to contact me at any time, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And check out my YouTube channel if you have a chance. Link is in the show notes. All right, guys, so I'll see you in 2 weeks. And thank you very much with some more fall stuff and possibly some winter stuff as well. So until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.